Addressing a news conference at the ZANU-PF headquarters in Harare, the national secretary of the party's youth league, Pupurai Togarepi, castigated the media for allegedly fanning factionalism in ZANU-PF. Over the past month, ZANU-PF officials belonging to a group linked to Team Lacoste, a ZANU-PF faction allegedly led by Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa and Generation 40 or G40, another faction reportedly linked to First Lady Grace Mugabe, have been trading barbs over President Robert Mugabe's unresolved succession question. Togarepi said the media is being irresponsible in its coverage of the goings-on in ZANU-PF.
You enjoy very much to denigrate the leadership of ZANU-PF. You enjoy so much to say bad things about our president, about our two vice presidents, about the first lady and other leaders of ZANU-PF. As Youth League, we are not happy. We are very, very unhappy. And anybody, anyway, whether the person is in ZANU-PF or is outside ZANU-PF, must not insult our leadership.
Togarepi's criticism of the media comes in the wake of threats issued by his deputy Kudzai Chipanga early this week, in which he warned that the ZANU-PF Youth League would march to the state-controlled Herald newspaper's offices over its so-called lopsided coverage of the ruling party's internal squabbles. The Herald is allegedly siding with Mnangagwa's group in the battle to succeed Mr. Mugabe, who has ruled Zimbabwe for more than 35 years. Zimbabwe newspaper's bosses were not immediately available for comment. War veterans, allegedly supporting the Vice President ZANU-PF faction, had running battles with the police in Harare yesterday. The situation appeared to be calm but tense in Harare today, with a heavy police presence still visible in the capital city. Several reporters in Harare criticized Togarepi's remarks. One such journalist is editor of the Observer newspaper, Barnabas Tondlana, who says Togarepi's utterances undermine the freedom of the press in the country.
I think that's a very, very misguided statement, because as the media, we are the eyes and ears of society. So whatever is happening in society, in political parties, in churches, in football, wherever, we actually report on it. And there's no way anybody, anywhere living or dead, can stop us from reporting what's happening in political parties.
Mr. Mugabe, who turns 92 on Sunday, has reportedly cancelled his traditional annual interviews ahead of his birthday on February 21st. His spokesperson, George Charamba, who is embroiled in ZANU-PF succession fights, is quoted in the state media saying Mr. Mugabe had pressing commitments and would conduct the interviews after the celebrations. But sources in ZANU-PF said Mr. Mugabe is trying behind the scenes to deal with the widening internal rifts in his party. At the same time, a group of war veterans led by Chris Muchangwa that was assaulted by police yesterday for allegedly holding an unsanctioned meeting regrouped in Harare today to discuss issues affecting their association as well as the ZANU-PF in-house squabbles. General Secretary of the Muchangwa-led faction of the Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association, Victor Matema Danda, said they were still in a meeting at the time of going to air. Meanwhile, Togarepi said his wing was happy with its preparations for President Robert Mugabe's 92nd birthday celebrations set for Great Zimbabwe and Mashingo Province. He refuted reports suggesting that organizers of the $800,000 bash were forcing villagers in the drought-stricken Mashingo Province to fork out money towards the function.
I'll tell you that 90% of the people who contribute to our logistics are Zimbabweans who come on their own volition, some of whom we don't even consult or approach for assistance. They just come because they appreciate what the president has done to them. And there is no need for us to go to anybody to say, but in any case, if people are going to come to a certain place, even churchy people, they can even ask each other and say, can we have a dollar so that after church service, we have drinks.
He added that organizers of the president's annual birthday celebrations were not concerned about the starvation being faced by the people in Mashingo, saying those were two different issues.
We are celebrating the life of a person that has brought so much good to his country. And these problems are not unique to Zimbabwe. Drought is not unique to Zimbabwe. The whole of Southern Africa, it is drought as we speak. Are they not celebrating the lives of their heroes?
Mashingo Province is one of the areas seriously affected by the El Nino-induced drought. Some villagers affected by the famine have called on the organizers of the 21st February movement celebrations to channel the resources set to be splashed at Mr. Mugabe's birthday bash towards averting hunger in the countryside. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.